104.4 Morning Live Sunday, the Chris Fade Show, doing it live from Caesar's Palace here in Las Vegas, and I'll explain why and tell you more and how you could be involved, actually, just after 7:15 this morning. Now, I was on the gram. What I love about social network is that you can be in two different ends of the world and you can still know what your friends are doing. And wow. I was so proud.
Yeah, I know you said
to see. I was so proud to see Pretty Malik. That photo that you posted on Instagram was absolutely beautiful.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Very funny.
Feeling my winter boots.
I also saw Big Rossi getting fit. Everyone, let's give him a big round of applause right now. For getting fit, Big Rossi. He's taken the challenge late last week. We're doing it with Marcus Smith, who is one of the fittest men in the world. He's taken you under his wing, and he said, you know what, Rossi, we're going to get you fit, and it begins now. That was Thursday. Fill us in what's happened.
I've been in the gym twice, Mr. Chris Fade, and for me, that's a big deal.
That's good.
My legs are absolutely killing me. I don't know if you have experienced this, Chris, after going to the gym when you first started out all those years ago. The pain barrier, like, it hurts your legs, your muscles and all that. But what you do, because the last thing I want to do right now is go to the gym. I'm going later on.
No, the best thing to do is go to the gym. That's how you get rid of that pain. But you're only feeling a lot of pain right now because you haven't done a lot of these exercises before. And let me tell you, Ross, you don't feel it the next day. You feel it the day after, even worse.
100%.
But, you know, what else? So what has he got you doing, and what is the aim now that you've caught up with him? What's your personal aim? Because it was, you wanted to get fit before Redfest DXP. You wanted to hit that stage and just feel more, I don't know, like self-confident, you said. So is that still the same aim?
That's still the same aim, yeah. He's quite infectious, though, so I'm thinking about running in like some type of 10K or something like that. I'm going to go and support the crazy Russian boss at the Dubai Standard Chartered Marathon and just watch him cross the line. Bit of moral support in the next couple of weeks.
Did you have to say the Dubai Standard Chartered Marathon?
Hopefully that's the right name.
You had to say it.
No, hopefully I just wanted to say the name. It's probably wrong. But it's a whole new world that I've been introduced to, and it's really exciting. I've gained so many more followers on my Instagram by hashtagging healthy life and stuff like that. It's like, oh, wow. People are like really into this.
Rossi, I wanted to ask you about one thing that I saw on your Instagram. Did you fall off a stationary bike while exercising?
Yeah.
How did that even happen?
Day one. Oh, because you have to get off this bike and then run to a skiing machine where you pull down with your arms. And my legs were just done. But
so is he making you do like sort of high intensity but short interval sort of stuff? So you're like, you're on the bike for 35 seconds, then you get off and you go do something else. Then is that what it is?
Not really. He's working, because I'm so stiff. I'm like a brush. He's stretching me, but he's doing exercises at the same time. So I'm stretching my legs out because they're so tight. I've had a lot of back problems in the past. I'm doing that, and then I'm doing some exercise as well. So, it feels good. Feels good. I'm happy.
Well, good on you, mate. And are you, not that you have to, but are you weighing yourself? Is there a weigh-in in that?
There was at the start. So I'm 113 kilograms.
Okay.
So let's see how we get on. I'd love to be lose 10. Before Redfest.
That's a lot, though.
That's 103.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, that is a lot.
I don't know if you'll be able to get that, but 113 is the initial weight. We're going to remember that, and we'll keep looking at this, but it's not really about the weight, mate. I think you're just doing an amazing job, so well done. Really, really proud of you. I think everyone's really proud of you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Some people are in shock. My mum messaged me and said, is this a joke? Is he really doing this? And
I said, I don't know, he's doing it. Once you get into it, I mean, I just hope I can keep the consistency up. Liz is jealous, obviously, because I'm having me time and she's jealous and she wants to do it, but she's been going out for runs. So it's becoming quite infectious in our household. Isla's got some new trainers. We've been going for little runs and stuff. So it's good, yeah. I'm enjoying
it. That's really
cute. Yeah.
Well done. Oh, Liz, listen, you're batting above, like, you know, she needs you to get fit so you can actually come up just a little bit.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Well, well done. We're all proud of Big Ross. He's at 113. He wants to get fit before Redfest DXB. We're all behind you, man, and whatever you do. And big shout out to Marcus Smith as well. You can follow him on Instagram if you like. But well done. Thank you, Big Rossi, for sharing it. And we look forward to hearing the update, okay?
Thank you.
Here's Khaled right now on Virgin Radio Morning.